Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Throwhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast Kent Thomas Jones, Esquire of Cleveland,
Ohio.
Cleveland, Tennessee, you idiots. Good God.
Oh.
Anyway, Kent is the owner and managing partner of Jones & Associates PC. He deals with criminal law, divorce, workers' compensation, a whole bunch more. Well, Kent got himself into a little bit of trouble when he showed up to a hearing late. And if you know anything about court, showing up late is what they would call it, a judicial no-no. But he also reeked of alcohol and was, and I quote, acting erratically. In layman's terms, he was drunk. He was drunk enough that the guards actually had to kick him out of the courthouse and charge him with public intoxication. Now, look, this is not out of the realm of possibility. People have their issues. The reason that we're toasting him is because he showed up late, reeking of booze and acting erratically, but he was there to represent a client who was fighting a DUI charge.
Oh, man.
It did not go well. Yeah. So
they got to be buddies, right?
I don't think they are. I think this guy... So the general idea is this dude, the DUI suspect, dropped $2,000 to hire this guy Kent to be his lawyer, right? It should be a fairly easy thing for him to deal with. He shows up hammered. I'm not sure if his case got dismissed or if they just gave him another lawyer. But because of that, this lawyer that showed up drunk, Kent, now owed that guy the $2,000 back. And I guess the idea is you put it in a trust, depending on whether you are found guilty or innocent. Well, he also took the money out of the trust, so the $2,000 wasn't there, and he was supposed to pay this guy back, and he's only paid $1,650. So his problems keep compiling, but it all comes down to one thing, the bottle.
Did it say what time the trial was?
It really doesn't. Why? What, how are you going to cut him some slack?
Well, if it was after lunch... then that's a little tough for lawyers.
Shouldn't have,
for your average lawyer.
I mean, lawyers are just kind of like, I would say like radio people, kind of a known group that enjoys a beverage.
He should have gone, he shouldn't have gone to this bar.
Ooh, and well played.
Yeah, yeah.
He objected to being sober.
That's the name of the bar. Welcome to this bar.
Oh,
so let's drink.
Man, the problem is, I would love to hear every story from every customer that came
that
in.
That goes to this bar?
Oh, yeah. Like, how'd you lose your license?
Yeah. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchona.
The men's room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Throwhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Debbie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how are you? Hola.
Hola. Doing well, Debbie. You understand how this year game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. As always, we have one of three types of stories for you to choose from. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have what's in her food. And interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that is inside someone.
Let's do what's in the food.
What's in the food?
Mike is excited about that.
That is a fine choice. Make no mistake about it. Here is your story. A California woman says she may never eat salad again. To me, the story should end there, because that means she ate it in the first place. But according to her, she says she won't eat it again because she claims that she found, quote, a surprise inside of her bag of organic spinach. Now, the spinach, which was packaged by Taylor Farms, it was supposed to be, according to them, triple washed and ready to enjoy. That's according to the packaging. Now, the woman, Donna Souza, she says, quote, I'm just really disgusted. I don't think I can ever eat salad again. How could they miss this? Sousa says she purchased the spinach at a nearby Sam's Club. Well, the director of food and safety and quality assurance at Sam's Club said, listen, sent a letter of apology after this particular thing was discovered. And she added that the Taylor Farms employees, they perform visual inspections on the produce as it's picked, and that the products then pass through a series of what they call vibration tables and a dual laser sorter designed to spot and sort out any foreign objects. But they say on the day that this product was processed, this particular line had one laser that was not properly functioning. And it's possible that while the product passed the laser, it was covered behind a piece of spinach. The laser couldn't find it, and that's why it was in her bag. Anyway, Jeff Ventura, he's a spokesman for the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, said the agency, we're not going to investigate the incident. The incident, unless more of this particular thing are reported or people fall ill. So that should bring everyone comfort. Mm. But the question is, what did this woman find in her bag of organic spinach that apparently, again, was triple washed and ready to consume? Was it a Band-Aid, a tooth, a frog, or a fingernail? So Band-Aid, tooth, frog, or fingernail. One of these things was in her organic bag of spinach. But to be fair, the most disgusting thing in that bag of spinach was the spinach.
I kind of like spinach.
Mm. I like spinach too.
I think I like cream spinach with my steak.
I like wilted spinach.
You like wilted spinach?
I like a spinach salad.
Bingo.
Yeah. Yeah. Spinach and kale, man. You want to get cleaned out, just do that.
You guys are disgusting.
Pretty much, yeah, they are.
Throw off what makes you feel any better. I started eating spinach salads because I was at a salad place and didn't realize it was spinach. I was like, man, that lettuce looks
super
green.
You told me that. You remember you told me. The greenest lettuce I've seen.
So, you know, I'm kind of thinking frog.
I'm right there with you, Debbie. It just seems like, yeah, I've seen this before with produce, and it typically is a frog, not always in lettuce, but as far as produce is concerned,
spinach.
But produce has, to me, just a lot of weird things pop up in produce.
Yeah, but it's green. How would you not see a fingernail in a bag of green?
A tooth would be weird. A Band-Aid would be disgusting. I mean, she said she'll never eat salad again.
She's not sure if she will.
So, like with a frog to me, I mean, you've got to know that the insects, worms, frogs, I mean, you're growing it in the ground. That should not be that big of a shock.
There's plenty of tomatoes with holes, apples
with
holes.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe I'll change my answer. I think the disgusting, most disgusting thing that she could find would be a Band-Aid. I'm going to go Band-Aid, Debbie.
Band-Aid is...
I'm sticking with frog.
Band-Aid is gross, but I'm with you. I feel like I've seen a story before where there's a frog in a bag salad. Now, maybe this is to throw us off, that we automatically think it's a frog.
Yes, because I automatically think of frogs in my fresh produce.
I do. Triple wash. Plus, the water wouldn't have bugged him because he's a frog.
Well, he loved it.
I think it's so far out there that it has to be a frog.
Ted, what do you go with?
Mm.
Come on, Ted. Frog.
All right, I'm on your team. It's a
Team Frog.
It's a damn dirty frog.
All right. Debbie and Ted are going to go frog. Final answer. We're going to find out if in the bag of salad was a Band-Aid, a tooth, a frog, or a fingernail next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Profile this today. Category, what's in the food? California woman said she may never eat salad again after finding something in her bagged spinach salad.
And apparently it wasn't the spinach.
Bothered her that much. Either way, the question, was it a Band-Aid, a tooth, frog, or a fingernail?
And that is the very lovely question that we posed to you, Debbie. And you started with frog, stuck with frog. Let's start with Miles. Miles, you said Band-Aid, because let's face it, and I agree, of the most disgusting things you can find in your food.
I'm never eating salad again. It just seems like that between that and a tooth, that would be the...
I agree 100%. However, that's not what it was. And Debbie, for whatever reason, you said frog, and through some pleading, you coaxed Ted into agreeing with you, because Ted's an agreeable guy.
Frog stuff.
Okay.
You are correct.
All right. Yeah. That was a frog and her spinach.
It makes sense, too.
Why would that make you want to never eat spinach again? Sounds just to me like a lawsuit.
I agree. It'd be like, one thing if she bit into it. We had someone who texted in and said they once bit into a praying mantis. Right?
Yeah, if you
saw... They bit into it. She didn't bite into it. She saw the frog freaked out. It's like, listen, if you buy produce, especially bagged, leaf, anything, a lot of times, not most, but a lot of times, there's stuff in there, but it's stuff that makes sense.
I used to buy salad all the time, just loose lettuce from the Ballard Farmer's Market.
You could guarantee you're bringing home 20 bugs. It's okay, just wash them out. I mean, that's the whole
point. Or eat the bugs, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Now, for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! There it is. Couldn't hear the explosion. I was screaming so loud. Hit it again. Boom. All right. Your choices once again will be Jimmy Kimmel, a.k.a. Anthony Anderson.
Anthony Anderson, that's right. Okay.
Seth Meyers.
Mr. Meyers.
Conan O'Brien.
Mr. O'Brien.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's right. These guys have teams of professional writers that help them come up with their monologue each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is it a late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
Correct, correct, correct. A tech company CEO in California had to apologize after being caught on video being racist towards an Asian family in a restaurant. Not sure I would trust any tech company whose CEO is not familiar with camera phones.
Seth Meyers.
Ted Smith.
Ted Smith.
Ted Smith.
A lot of news in the sports world.
Tons.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but the Ivy League has announced it's canceling all fall sports because of COVID-19. So like most people, I'm pretty disappointed I won't be able to watch Princeton versus Yale in football.
Ted Smith.
I hope it's you.
Yeah, sorry.
We kind of talking about that this morning. Like, well, I mean...
Well, the problem is the smart people are not doing it. That's the problem.
Well, and it's, again, it's a... Ivy League is non-scholarship sports.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So...
Right, a huge difference.
According to a new study, there really isn't such thing as a type in dating. It's a myth. So you should stop being so picky. Point is, ladies, your type is not over 6 foot tall.
The Ted Smith.
Yeah.
That's so personal. What do you mean I'm ugly? You don't have a type. It's been scientifically proven.
I feel like that's going to be my new thing.
You should. Hey, man, you know, science has said this. You don't have a type. I'm fine.
Yeah, you're just not my type. Well, I'm here. So science says you're a liar.
I'm here.
Yeah. Are you going to lie to our children as well?
It's amazing when you see the other people that you know or have been with go out with.
Sure.
It's always a surprise. Like, oh, well, okay.
Either they look exactly like me, or
they do not.
They look nothing like me.
Complete opposite. You know what I mean? So it's one or the other. It's like, oh, I see that.
I have a habit of it's always complete opposite. Like, I'm the mistake in the dating timeline.
The mistake?
No, Ted, you were the special moment.
Not the mistake. It just doesn't add up. You know what I mean?
No math required.
You always want to ask him, like, hey, man, listen, I know we're broken up. So I didn't want to get back together. Just, how did I figure into this?
Yeah, I mean, one girl did. I saw the guy she was with before me, and I was just like, that is the biggest, scariest looking Marine I have ever seen. Right. I hope I never run into him.
Yeah.
And he was over 6 feet tall. All right, we're going to start here. Have you guys heard about Will Ferrell's new show?
The Netflix special? Or is that a movie? Or is it?
It's a Netflix movie. Okay. Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga.
I know he's got like a top something hit with a song he sang on it.
Okay, exactly. So in the movie, Will and his co-star Rachel McAdams sing the song. Rachel McAdams, you know, of course, famously from romantic comedies.
Mm-hmm. And yes. Being attractive.
Not too shabby.
No, romantic comedy.
Good thing she doesn't have a type, am I right?
Yes.
Most of the actual vocals come from a Swedish singer named Molly Shandon, not Shandy. Who calls herself Maya McCrane. Anyhow, Rachel's vocals are mixed in too, but the song, Miles, You're Correct, the Eurovision soundtrack debuted at number 5 on the soundtrack charts and 130th on the Billboard 200. You will hear some Will Ferrell, but I have the song for you, so be prepared to be amazed. Will Ferrell in the background.
Hammer?
Yeah. He's trying to harmonize. Not now.
There he is. Oh, you know, he did a good version of Dust in the Wind on Old School.
Right, so here's the deal. It's supposed to be kind of a joke about, Europeans. And
sure.
So my buddy's watched it. He says it's super funny. But his wife, who is European,
did not like it.
Apparently, yeah, they don't find it as funny over there because it's kind of like poking fun at him and stuff. I mean, like, you guys have seen Super Troopers, right?
Yeah.
You know, like the German couple, and they're like kind of a stereotype of what you think a German.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like that. I am going to watch it. It's supposed to be super funny, but
I'll check it out.
What's the name of it again?
Eurovision Song Contest.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's funny, I'll check it out.
And Will Ferrell does a lot of strange things that mm-hmm. turn out to be super fun, mm-hmm. right? Like, they did a whole bunch of live coverage, I want to say, at the last Royal Wedding, him and Molly Shannon.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He did the whole stand-up when he was George Bush.
Oh, my goodness, I forgot about that.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, and a lot of the movies, he's. I think we've talked about this. Will Ferrell does strike me as one of those guys that I bet is very serious off the camera.
That's what I've heard. Not quite like that he's serious, but more just very calm, very complacent, just not an exciting person.
What do you do if you're an MMA fighter and you're not fighting currently?
Go to Fight Island? I don't know.
Well, if you're Mike Perry, you get drunk and punch out a guy at a Texas restaurant.
I saw that on TMZ the other day. I mean, he hit a guy who was like 70.
That's not a good look.
No, it's
not. Especially when you're a professional fighter.
Yes. He'd already hit a woman at the table, like a friend of his girlfriend. He'd already struck one of the employees there. They kindly asked him to leave, and on the way out, the last guy's like, look, man, you're being loud and obnoxious. You're attacking people. Watch the video on TMZ. He just knocks this guy out.
Yeah. Actually, Miles, you are correct, by the way. This weekend, I think, will be the first pay-per-view fights from Fight Island.
Do we know where Fight Island is? They were
Abu Dhabi.
It's near. Okay. I thought it was near Fantasy Island.
Which is also in Abu Dhabi.
Ah, okay. That explains it, yes.
Am I saying that right? Yeah, Abu Dhabi.
You're
right?
Saying it as right as I know it to be. I don't know if that makes you confident.
I'm always like, is it cutter or cuter?
Cutter.
You got a nice cutter.
Right, I used to think it was cutar.
Qatar, right?
Right, but like,
it's cutter.
It's cutter.
Which, you know, for me means something entirely different.
Absolutely.
Well, it's like you always talk about with Houston, right? People that are from a place pronounce it.
Do not say it right, yeah.
Right, from Marlin.
From Marlin, but that's from Houston, even though it's Houston.
NBC's rebooting The Weakest Link. Jane Lynch will be the host.
You are The Weakest Link. Goodbye. I never watched that.
Can't go wrong with Jane Lynch.
Yeah, which is funny, too, is I feel like the original version of that show, The Weakest Link, like that woman was kind of mean and stuff.
I don't know if she was mean. I think she just cut to the quick, but she had a British accent, so we just perceived it as mean.
All right.
Because anytime you have like a U.S. movie, typically if you're British, if it's not a rom-com, you're either very, very smart or very, very curt if an English accent plays into it, right?
Yeah, for sure. What we're going to do.
What we're going to do, right?
The Wonder Years, I think a lot of us enjoyed that show. Everybody in here liked The Wonder Years?
Or was that kind of out of you?
Yeah. You guys might have been a little bit older.
I was a little older, but like the few episodes I saw, they were fine. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, and I was right in that age bracket. So The Wonder Years was like, you had to watch it.
So Winnie Cooper was cute.
You're right. So The Wonder Years is being remade with a black family. Uh-huh. It's being produced by Lee Daniels of Precious and Empire fame. It's a half-hour comedy about a black middle-class family in Montgomery, Alabama in the 60s. Being developed
already
by ABC,
hilarious.
Which aired the original series from 88 to 93. One of the producers is Fred Savage, the star of the original.
I think they should keep the same.
They
should keep the same narrator.
Oh, I think they should. This was my life in Montgomery, Alabama.
So fun. It was so hot in the summertime.
Years later, I would learn. Dad was pissed.
Apparently, they don't like black people here.
Yeah, I guess you're right. The 60s in Montgomery, Alabama for a middle-class black family.
Jesus, God. Ooh, nothing but funny.
I mean, I guess it'll be a little more... Well...
No, I think it'll still be... I mean, I'm sure they'll make a comedy out of it. There's plenty of material to work with, but just generally... Speaking, like, oh, funny times.
You use that water fountain.
You can't sit in the front of the bus.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, I'm like a bit of a history buff. I'm like, oh, what's that?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's a comedy, right?
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Okay.
Yuck, yuck, George Wallace. Yuck, yuck,
yuck. What a funny man.
Oh, man. All right, so I have a question to propose to you guys.
All right.
I proposed it on Twitter earlier today. You see a lot of things happening with sports right now, mm-hmm. and I'm going to sound like a football junkie.
You're a football junkie, though.
Yeah, right. I mean,
it's like, that's fine.
So, and I don't want to crush dreams. I am not fully confident that the NFL is going to come back.
I'm confident that it will not.
Now, would you watch professional football teams just play 7-on-7, like flag football, with just the specialist players? You know, quarterbacks, receivers, no linemen, so you wouldn't have to physically engage each other.
I don't know flag that football. I don't know that I'd watch it for a season. It's gimmicky enough that I'm sure I'd watch like the first 2 weeks of games, but like, it's just this, man. If I want a Guinness and you give me an O'Doul's, I understand that O'Doul's is beer, but I want the alcohol. So for me, it would be decent for a while, but it would just feel like a gimmick.
I think it would be a great alternative to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, then I'd watch it. God.
Yeah, I mean, the linemen could still go, everybody who earned their Pro Bowl spot. But in all honesty.
They don't want to play. They want that bump in the paycheck.
They just want to go to Hawaii. You know what I mean? With their families and everything else. And no one wants to get hurt in that game, so no one really takes it very seriously. So you can sprint down the field if you want to and pull a flag. I mean, you can still at least up the level of the game a little bit more. Maybe.
Well, I also just think, I'm just thinking about this idea, 7-on-7. By the way, Roger Goodell, if you do that, I'm going to need some money.
A lot.
So this is your idea?
Yeah, I just this came up with it yesterday talking to Mike.
Okay.
No. In no way is the NFL proposing this. This is literally just me thinking out loud. But also, I just think with the way the football is played these days, with mm-hmm. spread offenses, and you have quarterbacks like, I mean, instead of naming all the quarterbacks that are run around and can do great stuff, I'll just name, like, if you're not Aaron Rodgers or Phillip Rivers, I want to see all these quarterbacks running around going crazy.
Sure.
You have the, you know, wide receivers seem to be more athletic than ever, one-handed catches. Like, so you're right. I don't know that I'd watch a whole season of it.
But I would watch one or two games.
Are we taking running backs out of the equation?
You have to.
Because, look, if you're doing a spread offense, right, because, again, it's just skill. So there's no one on the line, per se. I have my guys that are covering the receivers, maybe have one safety to patrol the middle of the field, but I would hand the ball off on every play. Just by the time all my receivers go deep, by the time you cut back to get my guy, he's already gone 10 yards. You know what I mean?
I mean, I would have to look up the rules, but I mean, there's a lot of 7-on-7 tournaments, especially in the springtime and high school and stuff. So I mean,
but they still have linemen or no? Would there at least be two linemen? Or like, if you had at least two linemen.
I think there's a pocket rule. So in other words, yeah. It's like, okay, look, you're at that line. snap goes back.
One Mississippi.
1,000.
Right, and my theory was
then
that
you can go.
And the idea is that you don't, you would eliminate the personal contact of linemen.
Sure.
You know,
right,
because
right.
with football, you know, like you have other pro sports going on, but in soccer, you don't have to touch each other.
You know, you're going to, but you're you don't right. have to.
And you can also wear gloves.
Right, but with football, I mean, it's hard to get away from just personal contact, face-to-face, yeah. breathing on each other.
And a game right? that's designed for all of that.
I think this house of cards is going to fall pretty quick. And it'll start with college football, obviously, and I think it's just going to spiral. I really do. Based on all the moves that the NCAA made today as far as conferences playing within themselves and all these different things, I mean, it just it looks like they're trying, but I don't see how it's going to work out in the end. And you're right. Like, look, man, you might be in the Pac-12, but if you're in Tempe, Arizona, you know, UW is a long way away. So if
no,
you're.
They're fine. Do you yeah. want to go from UW to Arizona?
Exactly. Now, but what I'm saying is you could be in Tempe, Arizona, and then go play San Diego State. And proximity wise, as far as the team traveling, it's a little bit closer.
Right. So some of the conferences today said, hey, it's just going to be conference play. But like, you know, like I like Maryland. They're in the Big Ten. Well, so is Nebraska
right.
and Wisconsin. Like, I just don't see how that helps as opposed to keeping the teams regional. You know, so if you're
that would switch
if you're
it up
Washington,
to make it interesting.
Right, if you're Washington, you're still going to play Washington State. You're still going to play Oregon State.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, heck, who knows? Let's throw in a directional.
Maybe you play Idaho.
A directional.
Play
yeah, Idaho or, yeah, or directional school. When I say directional school, I mean northern or southern
sure,
or
absolutely.
Eastern.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That yeah. Look. If you insist on playing the season and the season's already to be effed up, you might as well do something that makes it interesting. So, like you said, make it more regional than it is conference. And I think everyone's more interested to see these teams play yeah. anyway.
Or, and I don't know if the NFL could do it, but or colleges, just do what the Ivy League's doing. Push it to the spring. Because you're going to have, right now, the way it's slated, in the fall, you're going to have hockey going again.
Right, right.
You'll have NBA finals and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, if you know, baseball should be going. So, and Miles, you're right. It's a whole thing. Who knows how it's going to work out? But
it's a mess.
I don't know. I think I've been saying this for a while. At some point, we just got to look at 2020 and be like, this year's, you know. Like just I said, I can't wait to celebrate 41 next year.
Even, like, if the Mariners win this shortened season, I mean, is there an asterisk by this?
No.
I'm a Mariners fan.
Win
a World Series title,
listen,
they win a World Series title.
But I would ask this. If the Mariners won a World Series, abbreviated season, blah, 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 would you even care if there's an asterisk? You can go like, look, you can check why the Astros have an asterisk. They cheated.
Mm-hmm.
We have an asterisk by no fault of our own. The season was shortened, but we still won. I mean, look, it's not going to happen because they're terrible. But if you did win, still, give me an asterisk.
Problem is, 60 is too many games for the Mariners. I've watched them for too many years, been too big of a fan.
What's
we can start out 21-2, right? You know,
well,
what
no,
I mean?
I
and
think
then
you
fold
should
in 60 games.
They're good up to the break.
That's what I mean, and that's about the amount of time 60 games is. And it's over.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Australia woman decides to play the lottery for the very first time. She wins $50 million with one ticket. Meanwhile, a woman goes off at a Skechers store when asked to wear a mask. In her nose, she wanted to pick it. Man wonders why people are mad that he flies a Nazi flag on his SUV. Florida woman gets into domestic about toilet paper and having to pee. And a pool in Pittsburgh catches fire. It's time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's my cock.
All right, top story. A cartoon once thought to be gone forever is making a comeback. Late last year, artist Gary Larson gave the exciting news that after 25 years of retirement, people could expect some new material from his beloved collection, The Far Side.
Oh, right on. I always enjoyed The Far Side.
I did too.
That moment has finally come as people can now go to thefarside.com and view brand new original comics. The twist with these comics is that instead of hand-drawn, he's adopted the new digital pad to draw them instead. So it's still his drawings, okay, but now they're more digital-looking instead of from the pen.
More vivid.
My favorite was the family of four cows that are driving down the road, and they see a man standing in a field, and they all put their head out the window and go, yuck, 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 yuck.
I feel like there wasn't a single office space anywhere in the country that didn't have somebody that posted a couple Far Side cartoons on the cubicle.
Always, always.
Fantastic. In other news, this one's for you, Miles. We head to Sydney, Australia, where a woman came into some money. For the first time in her life, the woman took part in the country's lottery. The day after the numbers were drawn, she got a message from her friend saying that the store that she bought her ticket from sold the winning ticket. She excitedly checked her ticket and confirmed that she had indeed won the $50 million jackpot. $50 million. On the first ticket that she bought.
Ticket she ever bought.
So I played once, Mike.
Exactly.
And we don't know who she is because Australia, you don't have to tell.
Like, that was her retirement plan.
Yeah, she's got one now.
I'm just going to buy a lottery ticket and call it good.
Damn.
Lucky duck.
$50 million.
Mm-hmm. Right. Damn. Over in Pennsylvania, police are investigating a drive-by attack. The incident occurred at a local Sheetz convenience store where their signature Boom Boom sauce was hurled out of a white Nissan driving by. The sauce struck another patron of the store in the eyes, causing irritation and temporary blindness. They're asking anyone with the information to come forward.
Boom sauce.
About to say, you ever had the Boom Boom sauce?
I don't know that I have, but I've been to Sheetz a lot.
I've never had the Boom Boom sauce. We just assume it's very hot.
Do they have a whole lot of packets of their own signature sauces?
You know what? To be honest with you, this is the first time I've heard of Boom Boom sauce, but if I know anything about Sheetz, it's great.
Right.
I'm 100% going to be good, man. I'll put it on my chicken sandwich, you name it.
It sounds
really
like
good.
A barbecue type sauce.
It's a sweet chili sauce. I just looked it up.
Nice.
Here's the thing, man. Sheetz has the MTO, made to order.
All right.
Kiosk. I mean, there's a lot of options on there. So, I mean, it's been years, so I'd probably be a Boom Boom sauce guy now.
There you go. Just not in your eyes.
Yeah, not in my eyes.
I don't want anything sauce-wise in my eyes.
Not the little Boom Boom sauce.
Yeah.
You make me go boom boom.
Right.
It's just spicy.
Why's it always got to be Boom Boom or something when it's like the sweet chili sauce? Could it just be sweet chili sauce?
No, that's too easy. Got to call it Boom Boom sauce.
The fun continues down in Florida. A woman has been arrested for a domestic dispute. Police were called to the residence and found the woman's boyfriend with scratches on his shoulder as a result of an argument between the two about toilet paper. The report does not go into detail about what they were arguing about when it came to the toilet paper, but she was arrested and charged.
I'm kind of curious. What's the argument about?
Right. What fight could you have other than maybe he uses up too much and didn't leave enough for her? Maybe. You know what? He didn't put another roll on.
That's probably it.
Or just left it on top.
And she used it, he used the last of it and didn't replace it. She was there and then didn't have anything when she needed it.
Right. You guys ever known that person that as soon as that toilet paper roll runs out, they will get a new roll of toilet paper? They are not done, by the way. This is halftime for them right now, and they just need to gear up for the second half. And then they put the brand new roll of toilet paper onto the cardboard roll that's hanging there.
Yeah, that's pretty lazy because you're
on
sitting
top
there
of
and you
the
really,
roll?
You really
yes.
don't have anything else to do.
Right. Exactly. Yes. On top of the roll. There's the empty one sitting there and the little cartridge where it needs to be, and they set that roll right up on top of it.
I'm a replacer.
Whew. Sorry, there was a little rage in there. That needed to...
I hate to tell you, I think I left my house today with it just sitting on top.
That's different, Ted, because you're by yourself. But when you're in a house with other people, you need to replace the doggone roll.
Like, I'm guessing, you know, like, you're not engaged to Mike.
No.
That's my guess, is hazarding that.
Now, that being said, Ted, if I use your bathroom and I see it's not on the roll, I will probably replace it for you. Thinking,
I wouldn't leave it there, Ted, if you came by. It was just one of those things. I needed a little extra before I hopped in the shower.
All right.
Sat it there. And then as you said that, you were getting all worked up. I was like, oh, man, that's sitting in my house right now like that.
Moving on. The USPS is having an intriguing issue. Their trucks are catching fire. Over the last 6 years, over 400 of their traditional mail trucks have been damaged due to burning. A quarter of them were too far damaged to determine the cause, but as for the rest, there's no rhyme or reason as to what caused the fires.
I never really thought about this, but what is, I mean, you know cars, what is a United States Post Office vehicle? Who makes that? What,
right?
What, I don't even know. I mean, there's nothing else
we
like
we recognize them, right? But yeah, you're right. I have no idea.
There's nothing else like them on the road. Is it Ford? It's is it Chevy? Is it Jeep? I mean, who the hell makes it?
You know what? I have no idea who actually makes it. The closest it looks like to me is a Jeep, but then again, right, it would have the signature Jeep
you would
grill
think so.
On it. Right?
Yeah.
They do look, yeah, like the old school ones looked like little Jeeps.
Right. And they do refer to it as a truck. It's like a small SUV is what it is. But
like
to be
get
honest,
one of those.
It is a Grumman.
A Ooh. Grumman.
Like the canoe.
Grumman. It's the American light transport truck model designed as a mail truck for the United States Postal Service, which is its primary user.
So it's its own standalone company. It's not owned by like GM or Ford or anybody like that?
Well, Grumman makes canoes and things with aluminum. A lot of the time. So maybe that's like the sheets that are on the side.
Right.
Yeah, all I'm saying is that, yeah, Grumman makes those.
All right. Fantastic.
Love a Grumman has a fire problem.
Anywho, they occurred in both warm and cold weather, morning and the afternoon, and erupted in several different locations about the truck. So the sources were different throughout the entire thing. The weather didn't have a factor to it. The specific part, you know, it wasn't this one was just sparking and catching fire. Nothing was wearing out. There's no connection to these other than the fact that they're just spontaneously combusting.
So if you're a mail carrier, feel real comfortable.
Exactly. Wear that safari hard hat.
Some experts are throwing in the towel and diagnosing that, quite simply, the trucks are too old and overwhelmed. And to be honest with you, I don't disagree with that. You look at the build and the gusto that these things have and the trips that they are making on a daily basis and honestly how overworked they are.
6 days a week.
And they hold on to them forever. They don't switch those things out. So, yeah, they're going to be a little tired.
Yeah, for sure, man.
So
they've done their time.
That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow for the return of Ted versus the FCC. The lovely Taryn Daly joins us next.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Aw, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.